Tonight's shiur, Simon Shin Dalad, the second half of Sif Aleph, and Sif Beis, and Sif Gimel. The Amor writes, V'kol eved shemitzuva al shvisa so. Every eved, every slave that is commanded to make sure he keeps Shabbos, osu lo tseis b'choysom sha'osu lo rabo laharos bo shu avdo. It would be forbidden for such an eved to go out on Shabbos with a seal that the master makes to show that he is the property or the eved of this man. Who shall tit, if this chosm, if this seal was made out of a mud or plaster, mutter lot seispo kishatolu b'tzavaro. Then he could go out on Shabbos when it's hanging around his neck. Avalo b'ksuso, but not when it's on his garment. Ubishamateches, if the seal was made of metal, b'chol inyan osu, then no matter what, it's osu. V'me eved osa choysam la'atzma, if the eved made the seal for himself, afilu b'shal tit, even if it was made from mud or plaster, b'chol inyan osu, it's always osu. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, v'chon tezayim b'chol eved chulu, any eved that is mitzuvah shvis osoi, so he can't go out with this choysam. If this is referring to an Eved that did not have Mila and Tevila, take a look at Tosfos Shabbos and Pima Godim. Basically, it's a machloikis. The Tosfos Shabbos writes that the Eved we're talking about who can't go out on Shabbos with this seal is an Eved who had Mila and Tevila, and he has an obligation to keep Shabbos. And when the Ramah says, Shemetsuva Shvisa So, it's referring to the Evan himself, not on the master. If he did not have Mila or Tfilah, then it'll be Mutter. The Daita Denavshi Kovet, this has nothing to do with the master, it's his own thing. And therefore, the only way this is Usr is if it's because this Evan had Mila and Tfilah and he's Mechuyev keeping Shabbos, so we're afraid he's going to end up carrying a Shabbos. However, the Pima Godim disagrees. Pima Godim makes the following distinction. If the Rav, if the master made this seal, then even an Eved who didn't have Mila and Tevila cannot go out because the master has to make sure he doesn't do Chil Shabbos. But if he made it himself, that's the end of the Ramah, Aval Kisha Oso Ba'atzmo, if the Eved made it on his own, that's only if there's Mila and Tevila. Because if it's Taka no Mila and Tevila, what's the difference? He doesn't have to keep Shabbos, and the master doesn't care, so why should it be a problem? So when the Ramah ends, and the Eved did it for himself, then it has to be talking about an Eved with Mila and Tefila. But the first part, if the master made it, it could be referring even if he did not have Mila and Tefila. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't tell us which way to go. He says, look at Tosfos Shabbos, who says it's only talking about Mila and Tefila. Look at Pima Godim, who says it depends which part of the Ramah, and he doesn't tell it way in which way. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Yizayin, also let's say Svechulu. He cannot go on Shabbos with this choysim. He named it chila sasam hadavar. In the beginning, the Mechaber doesn't explain. Va'achach be'er, and then he clarifies, dem yesh potati l'mal yuso, that if there are two advantages, then a shachoysim ha'yishal tit, that the seal is made out of a cheap material, made out of plaster. V'utali b'tzavaro, and it's hanging around his neck, then it's mutl tzespo, then he actually can go out with it. T'lamay nechasha, what are you worried? T'lashami yesirenu b'yado, maybe he'll take it off. Vivienna dal Amos for Sarabim and carried for Amos for Sarabim, Bavadilek Lamechesh. There's no reason to worry about that. The Isale aims to the Rabbe. He has the fear of his master, Sheyomer, who's going to say, Shehesir Kadila Haros, Shubin Chayrin. The reason he took it off is to show that he's a free person. So he's afraid to take it off. Ulashama, ye postake Vishava Hachosime Elo, which is Sarabim. There's a different fear. Maybe it'll break. Maybe it'll fall off his neck. It'll fall down. It'll break in the public place, then he'll pick it up and carry it home. We're not worried about that either. Why would he bring it home? If this seal was made out of mud or plaster and it breaks, you can't do anything with it. To show to his master that he is subservient to the master, so he holds in his hand this seal of his slavery. Zeinu simin klal al avdus. That's not a sign of avdus. Kim kisha talu b'tzavaro obuksuso, unless it's hanging around his neck or on his garment. So either the Ramah begins by saying he can't go out with this choysim. There's cases when he can. If it's from tit and it's around savaro, That's takamota. You have both advantages. Avali ispe chad lemal yusa, but if it only has one advantage, shayatolu hachosim b'ksuso, that maybe it's made out of mud or plaster, but it's on his garment, not around his neck. Oh, shayachosim shal matchis shuchoshiv, or it's made out of metal, even if it is around his neck, because it's significant. Also, let's say it's shusavam, then he can't go out in shusavam. Uch the kameh, as Rama explains. Sivkon yuches avalo b'ksuso, he cannot go out if it's on his garment. Dilma, nifsik hachosim elav, we're afraid that the seal will come off on its own. Umirtis mirabo, when he's afraid of his master, sheyomu who will accuse him, she has seal that he took it off on purpose. To show to people that he is free. V'kapel taliso, so what is he going to do? He's going to bundle up his cloak, k'deish lo yisro'eh mekom hachosam, that no one should see the place where the seal was on his garment. And he ends up carrying it on his shoulder. So it ends up that this garment that he's bundling up to hide the missing chosam is essentially a burden on his shoulder that he's carrying. And if it's made out of metal, the came shuchashuv, since that's significant, the capital of Rabot Shlo Yovad, and the master doesn't want it lost, we're afraid it'll fall off by itself, and I'll pick it up and carry it. For Amos and Rishos Rabin. So if it's made out of tit and it's hanging around his neck, that's when it's okay. But if it's on his garment, even of tit, or if it's metal, even around his neck, it's awesome. Sivkan Chaf, if the Eved made it himself, Bechol Inyan, then it's always Asr. Hanarafiluk Shutoli Al Savo, even if it's made out of tit and it's around his neck. For Tom, the reason it's Asr, the Kevin Shu Asr Atzmo, since he made it for himself, he's not afraid of his master when he takes it off. And we're afraid he'll take it and carry it for Amos and Shesarabim. Now, this is not something that his master cares about, because the master didn't make it for him. He made it for himself. So what do we care if he carries Shesarabim? It must be that this is an Eved or Admila and Tvila. This one has to be Admila and Tvila. And he has to keep Shabbos. So we're afraid you can't wear this in Shabbos because you may end up carrying it. But if he didn't have Mila and Tefillah, there's no din for him to keep Shabbos, even if he's a Ger Toshav, so who cares? The Machloikis, Pimigodim, Tesha Shabbos, is the first case. Everyone agrees this case has to be with Mila and Tefillah. The Shabbos is the first case also when the master makes it. The other Pimigodim says it's even without Mila and Tefillah. The master wants it, and it's a din that the master can't let him do it. And the Tesha Shabbos says no, that's also talking about when he did Mila and Tefillah, and it's only a personal thing that he has to keep Shabbos. Se'if Beis. The Hecha de Mutter Eved Asos Maloch al Atzmo. Wherever an Eved is allowed to do work for himself, Im Omaleha Adon Shiasela Atzmo. If the master would tell him before Shabbos, do your own work, the Yozen Atzmo Biyom Shabbos, and then you should support yourself with the work you do on Shabbos. Kim Shehisna Imo Mi Bodyom, since this condition was made before Shabbos started, Oisahu Litzachim is on himself. So he can do work that he needs for his Panosah. Or vad b'tzina, but should be done in a private way. Shalo yehe v'davar chashash o'im, that we shouldn't be concerned that people see and think that the master instructed them to do the work on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Chaf Aleph im amar leha adam v'chulu shem yirtze shalo lazuno. If the master does not want to provide his food, v'shiachse eved al psochem, and that the eved should go from door to door to raise his own money, harshus b'yadam, he can do that. Vim Kane, Oisa Eved Asos. So when the Eved does the work, he does it for himself. So we're talking about an Eved who doesn't have Mila and Tvila. So he's allowed to do Malach al Atzmo. And the master told him before Shabbos, so take care of yourself. Sivkan Chavbeis. Kimacha Hisna Imo Mibiyadyom. Since he made this instruction before Shabbos. La Fuki La Hasnos B'Shabbos, as opposed to on Shabbos, he tells him on Shabbos to go out and get some work and pay for your food. Da'ah, so that you can't do. Vim Lo Amalei Kal. Let's say the master said nothing. The Eved on his own went out to earn some money. And he wants to use the money to support himself. And the Yerabba quotes the Masas Ben Yom, that's okay. Since the Yisrael, the master, does not instruct him to do the work, it's mutter. If you look at Levush Yisrod, in the beginning of the Simon, it seems he disagrees. One cannot be lenient. So if he made a condition before Shabbos, then the Eved can work on Shabbos to support himself. Or it's something to say, I feel bevesrabo, even if he does the work in the household of the master, kivin shubitsina, since it's done in private. It could be same, like it concludes. V'koshkein imaviach etzel enihud, and certainly if the avid goes to a non-Jew to work and makes some profits, that's okay. Aval yasel tzurich yisol acher, but he can't work for another Jew, I feel bevesrabo, even in private. Because ultimately he is the avid of yisol. Take a look at Shartzi and Yutess. Shartzi and Yutess says, we clarify this in the beginning of Sif Aleph, the also the call Yisrael loyim the eved Yisrael lasses malachto, that no Jew could tell the eved of another Jew to work from a Shabbos. V'after zeh silkum elav mishas, even though the master told him for Shabbos you're on your own. V'kamal kam haridayin b'chal eved Yisrael, but ultimately he's the eved of Yisrael. Kei nearly posh, that seems simple. V'mlo kibel elav hashav mitzvahs, let's say he didn't keep the seven mitzvahs, he didn't obey seven mitzvahs. That depends on the machlokes. If Yisrael acher mut l'shtamash bo, can another Jew use him for work or not? That was the machlokes we had in Sif Aleph. Sif Gimel. Ein Yehudi gamur shehu sachir. A non-Jew, full-fledged non-Jew. He's not a kirtosh of nothing. Shehu sachir. He's a hired laborer. Ein rabba mitzuvah al shvisa so. So the master has no requirement to make sure he keeps Shabbos. The issue here is to qualify what is an eved or is a sechir, kind of like we have this issue if a person is an employee or an independent contractor, and it can be very blurry lines of which is which. So here too, who's an eved and who's a sechir? If he's an eved, the master has to make sure he doesn't keep Shabbos. If he's an eved, the master has to make sure that he keeps Shabbos. If he's a sechir, he's on his own. He's an independent guy. He happens to be employed by the master as a yid, but that doesn't make it an obligation on the master to make sure he doesn't work on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, we're dealing with a total non-Jew, and he's hired by the Yid, not an Eved, he's hired. If this non-Jew was a Ger Toisha who accepted the Zion Mitzvahs, once he's a Ger Toisha, he can't do work for a Yid, even if it's not his master, like we said earlier. If you look at the Ram Peh Gedal and the laws of Yisrui Biyah, we do not accept ger toshav when we don't have yovel. Similarly, an eved who does not want to embrace mitzvahs, kim sheva, only the seven, k'mo ger toshav, ger toshav, gam ken ein mekabel nesu b'zman she'ein ha'yovel noig. That doesn't apply either when you don't have yovel. The rav shem chelak as the rav disagrees. I shall look over there. Shartzi Yechov says, but let's say the Eved wants to have Mila and Tvila with a Kabbalah of Mitzvah Shishachayevis and embrace all the Mitzvahs that a woman wants. Gambazman is a Nug that applies today too. There's no Ger Toyeshav, but an Emes Ager would apply. Now, this seems to be counter to the note in the beginning of Sif Aleph, Odom Mitzvah Shvisas Avdos Shemol Vatov L'Shem Avdos. Note says, Hadinim Ba'avodim Inu Shaykh L'Zman is a Oi, these don't apply today. I don't know who put that in. I looked on the regular Shulchan Aruch, I didn't see it. It could be it's a legal thing. We don't have it today. It's illegal. We don't have slaves. Goodbye. It's not Nogeya. It doesn't apply. I don't know if it's from the censors. Where that line came in. But you see here, clearly Mishnah Berurah says, Lahalocha, the parasha of Eved applies today. Ger Toyeshev doesn't apply today. That you don't have. But Eved Kanani would apply. He's describing Eved Kanani. That would apply. Sifkan Chafei. Shehu Sachir. So this Nanju is a Sachir. He's not an Eved. He's a hired hand. He's not hired for a day or a week. He's hired for years. You hire him to work for you for years. But he doesn't have a kinyan. It's not what we call kinyan guf. There's no acquisition. He's not the property of the master. And therefore, even if he does the work of his employer, it's not a Torah Isser. He's not a slave. He's not an Eved. And any work that a non-Jew is allowed to do on Shabbos would be allowed by this fellow too. So this gets into the case of Choyle, Shem B'Sakono, and Kufur on Yontif Rishon. That would be okay. The cause of Beis Yosef, Shemaharin is Stapik, Ba'osan Ha'avodim, Ba'shvachos, Ov de Gilulim. Beis Yosef quotes a Mari who had a question. People had slaves and maidservants who were idolaters. And the law of the land was that if they want to abandon their pagan faith and adopt Das Yishmael, they'll go free. You live in a country that's run by Muslims, and they say, you want to get out of being an Eved? Embrace Islam, and you'll go a free person. You're free from working for your master. It's your ticket out. So it could be, even though the Yid who bought them as true Avodim, with a Kinyan Olam, a Kinyan Aguf, since the law of the land is, they can walk out any day they want and say, I'm embracing Islam, see you later. So they should have a din of a sachir. They should have a din of a hired hand and not a din of a slave. It's sachin. His actual kinyan was a kinyan like an eved. He bought a slave on a slave market. But he knows a slave can walk out free any day by just embracing Islam. So the sachir, is that called an eved? Is that called a sachir? Because any day now he can walk out. Right now, Lamais, he has a kinyan, a full kinyan. But the kinyan could be broken. Sachin. V'das ha'achroinim l'hachruzeh. The Achronim say, you have to be careful with this. You're dealing with the Nesidirais of Malach on Shabbos. Your Eved can't do work on Shabbos. You can't be Makel that since he can leave, treat him like a Socher. Especially if you live in a place where he cannot go free simply by embracing a new religion. Certainly he can't do Malach on Shabbos for a Yid because the master has to make sure he doesn't do work for him. Ein rabba mitzvah. So if he's a sachir, the master does not have to worry about him keeping Shabbos. B'malkam shehamelech yerum hodoy, gazer she'ein shum odom chutz midasom yichom leknos evdo amo. If you live in a place where the king, may his glory be exalted, makes a decree that you have no right to purchase a slave if you do not embrace the religion of the country. Ha'avodim v'ashvachos yichom ha'aveish b'shabbos. So when a Yid has a slave or maidservant, they could light the fire on Shabbos. They're just hired hands. Because the Din of the Machusa says, you're not allowed to own a slave. So by definition, it's only a sechir.
Davka, the haver eish, because it's a lav yatza, or it means any malach?
No, I think it's any malach. That's a common example. He wanted them to light the fire for them on Shabbos. He says, since the Din of the Machusa insists you are not allowed, you have no right to buy a slave, so then by definition, it's a sechir. There are those who argue, with sphere they hold, the af ata gufan kanli sol, even if the law of the land is that if you don't follow the religion of the country, you can't buy a slave, can't own a slave, lamaisa, they belong to the Yid. They belong to the Yid, and you can't call them a sechir. The achshav sheparin kargo ba'ano avod mashvach. Now, lamaisa, today, the reality is the owners are paying taxes for these slaves and maidservants. So the kuliyama gufin kanui, so then everyone agrees they are the property of the master, and they can't do malach on Shabbos. V'chein l'kulam, by the way, it's not just a chumro that we don't let them do work on Shabbos, it's also a kula. That ashiyochel mamzer lisa shivcha ve'ev mamzer, as the din is, that a mamzer is permitted to marry a shivcha, and an eved is allowed to marry a mamzeris. So if you tell me they have a din of a sachir because din of the malchusa says, then it'll be awesome. But since the reality is that you own them and you're paying taxes for them, then lamaisa, they are full-fledged avodim, even lekula. Which seems to say, at least the way it sounds to me, is even though dina machusa dina is, you can't own them, but if they'll take your tax money from them as if you own them, then lamaisa, you own them. Lamaisa, if you turn a blind eye because you're paying the taxes, then lamaisa, you own them. And if you own them, then you have the chumas, you can't let them work on Shabbos, and you have the kulas that a mamzer can marry a shivcha, and ever can marry a mamzeres.